This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Campbell, Chief Technology Officer.
I'm Stefan Ju, Technical Architect.
And I'm Megan Haynes, New Media Engineer.
As you can hear from Stefan, he's not in the room today. We're dealing with remote groups and remote projects all the time, and I just got back from a trip literally around the world, in Australia, in Korea, and yet I had to stay connected to the business and continue to do meetings, continue to communicate. So it's just the fact of life these days, and we need technology to help us do that.
It's actually amazing how much technology has evolved and so quickly in order to help deal with things like remotely distributed employees and people needing to stay connected across different time zones from different countries all at the same time. As you just mentioned, Don, I work out of Toronto now, but I still have 14 people that report to me out of Ottawa. So without the technology, even from simple things like email all the way up to IM and web conferencing, I wouldn't be able to sort of pull that off as seamlessly as I think I have.
So how important is it to have technology that allows us to bridge some of these somewhat cultural barriers, really, to allow us to be on a level playing field and to not put... You know, in this case, you, Stefan, being the odd person out in a meeting, how can we use technology to try and balance that?
Well, there are definitely some gaps, but as I said, you know, technology is sort of moving in all the right ways to help fill those. So right now, even though I could have, a voice call and a web conference, it's hard for me to see what other people are seeing. I can't see their facial reactions. I can't see their body gestures. Without having people announce themselves, sometimes I can't even tell who's in the room. But there are technologies coming online now that seem to help even fill those gaps.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time now in meetings where we turn on our video cameras. And even though other participants are in the same building, we don't always get together in the same meeting room, in the same meeting place, but we can come together as peers. And I often forget that one of the participants is coming in from Germany and another one from the west coast of North America, and the time zones are radically different. You know, my stomach is gurgling because it's lunchtime and they're ready to go to bed. Mm. So there's certainly some differences there, but the technology, to me at least, somehow is balancing that all out, and we all have the same opportunity to have the same voice at the same meeting, and I feel like that's really going in a positive direction.
You know, you do have a point. There are some advantages and disadvantages that are caused by having a combination of, let's say, real-life people in a room with a meeting, and then some participants on the phone. For example, you and I are sharing our hands, and we're having body language, whereas Stefan on the phone can't see that, and we may be communicating and talking, and he might not be understanding us. So there are ways that we can, if we are all on the phone together, or if we are video conferencing, like you said, from your desk, even though we're in the same building, it makes an even playing ground for all participants. And that's really one of the key things in being a global company, is making sure that there are no advantages in certain states.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be part of a prototype situation where we sat in a room at this board table. And the board table was up against the wall, and projected on that wall was the other half of the board table, which really existed in a different country.
Neat.
And the video system that projected that all together made it very seamless. So it looked like we were at one big shared table and we could communicate back and forth. Our videos and audios were all synchronized properly. And they were seeing, of course, the inverse of that on their side. And it, after a few minutes of, gee, isn't this cool technology, it just became, okay, let's just get our business done.
That's amazing. I remember when video conferencing first started around the mid to late 80s, and we dabbled a little bit in the company I was at the time. But it was kind of frustrating because if you moved your head fast enough, the frequency of the video camera and the delay in transmission at the time sort of made it look like you sort of disappeared really quickly and then reappeared in a different spot. But things like network latency and hardware have really smoothed that over. And now we're even entering things like what you just described and things like virtual reality worlds.
Yes, in fact, I was in a meeting over the last couple of weeks, a fairly intense meeting with literally hundreds of participants in a 3D space. We each had our own avatar. We joined together in this meeting from multiple different countries in different time zones. One of the great things about it was because of the physical limitations you might have in a boardroom where everyone's trying to get the seat at the table, you don't have any of those issues in a virtual environment. And when I was doing a presentation, for instance, they just created me my very own room, and people could come into this room. My slides were mapped onto the walls of this room. I could run the presentation by focusing on a certain slide and having it sort of zoom up into view a little bit better, etc. And people, as avatars, would teleport into this room, would ask me questions, would watch the presentation, they would leave when they needed to leave, etc. But I had the space to work within my own room, and hundreds of people simultaneously had that same space. So we weren't limited and bounded by the number of chairs that happened to exist in a boardroom. So that certainly was an advantage.
Well, that's very cool. And with multi-touch, I could slap people around, too.
Yeah, you need a little bit of haptics technology in there, and we're all good to go.
Force feedback.
So all of these technologies helping to bring people together, helping to reduce costs, increase effectiveness, make us work smarter, make us work better, save the company some money. I think it's all going in a good direction. The mobility of workers is certainly a trend that's not about to stop, and technology can play a big role.
Well, as companies just get bigger and bigger, and other countries get connected to the internet, the pool of talent just gets larger and larger if you're willing and able to access these people that are not in the country that you are. So it seems very logical to continue in this direction where we can connect with people all around the world.
And if you don't mind their avatar looking like a green alien, then so much the better.
That's a pro in my book.
There you go. We'll talk to you the next time, folks.
Bye.
Bye, boy.
Feeling the heat? Go from the hot seat to the driver's seat with IBM Cognos 8 V4, the latest release of the IBM Cognos Performance Management Platform. Inform, engage, and align your business users with new dynamic dashboards, dimension management, and many other innovations. Get into the driver's seat today. Visit cognos.com/driver's seat. That's cognos.com/driver's seat.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.